You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're unpacking the tariff conversation, well, at least what's seemingly left of it, and the implications it would have on South Africa at this stage. I'm joined on the line by the chief economist at Investec, Annabel Bishop, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Annabel, lovely to have you on the show. A happy Women's Month to you as we kick off the month. I think it's going to be a great month, even though we've made all this huff and puff and fuss around doomsday tariffs, and we've been trying to figure out how we get around the situation. I had a look at the markets today. Seemingly, South African markets have all but shrugged off as much of this as they can.
Yes, hi, and thank you for the greeting, especially around Women's Month. Look, I think, you know, the key point really for us in South Africa is that there's actually quite a few different parts to it. Not only are the exports to the US 7.5% of our total exports, so it's not a large part, but also, of course, as well, the key point here is that, you know, close to 40% actually have zero tariffs. Now, furthermore, we actually have seen already a 25% tariff on motor vehicles since April. So you can see how there's almost been a staggered approach. Of course, you know, June has seen impact on tariffs on steel and aluminium. So overall, you know, while there is uncertainty, and of course, we're not too sure how the negotiations will go for South Africa with the US going forwards, if we will manage to bring our tariffs down further, the bottom line really is that there has been a number of different things going on. And of course, you know, for South Africa, the biggest issue really for us from a trade perspective is actually to be able to get more goods out the country by repairing our freight crisis.
Annabel, when we look at the South African picture and we look at where we stand, I mean, I want to draw on examples like India and Lesotho, because they might seem like extreme examples, but they speak to what we're dealing with in the White House, in that Lesotho overnight went from 50% to 15%, and then India went from 25% to 50%. And some of the reasoning and the rationale as to why the tariff adjustments are happening have now veered away from it is to address the trade deficit. And it now seems like it is to drive home a particular message, or it is to punish people for taking a certain stance in the case of India. Is that something South Africa should be worried about? Because we've very clearly been told by the White House and by Washington that they're not happy with South Africa.
Yes, I suppose, you know, 15% that Lesotho has, virtually all countries in Africa now have 15%, South Africa being an exception. Of course, as well, you know, we also see Brazil, which was having great issues with the US and vice versa, suddenly now getting 10%. So as you say, it's been quite volatile. And of course, you know, that obviously includes what's happening with India as well. You know, if we look forwards, yes, there's more to it than just trade policy, more to it than just the United States trying to export more. And in fact, onshore, they're looking to increase their manufacturing production base. They're looking to obviously provide more jobs and, of course, boost their economy. So all of that, you know, is part and parcel of the trade policy. But you're quite right when you mention the foreign policy aspect as well. And of course, around that, we saw the start of this year. In the first quarter, we actually saw tariffs aimed at countries, Mexico and, of course, Canada being key examples to try and control the flood of what they termed illegal aliens and drugs into the US. And, of course, there's been many other factors since then. You know, this trade policy really came in only in April. You know, it was paused for 90 days, saw a further pause, but that's really something that's mainly been running through the second quarter and now into the third quarter. So, yes, you're quite right. You know, the US is addressing a lot of different issues and, of course, you know, a lot of different issues it takes with other countries. So it is difficult for it to try and control what other countries do. You know, of course, as well, that it's looking at the US, at Russia and, of course, you know, obviously concerns around the Middle East. So all of those have factored into its commentary and, of course, its trade policy, sanctions, etc. But, you know, for South Africa, we obviously have come up against it from a number of issues as well. And I think this is just all part of what is making the geopolitical environment uncertain and, of course, which is bringing some concern in terms of what is happening globally with security, but also, of course, as well with trade. You're right that financial markets have shrugged this off because it's been well announced, you know, ahead of time these tariffs. But what financial markets are going to be looking for instead, and you know, this doesn't mean that it's a non-event. What we're going to start to see is a focus on US economic indicators, you know, what happens in terms of the inflation and economic growth, and of course what happens around the world. And that's when you'll start to see markets react if there's negative outcomes.
Annabel, is it all doom and gloom for South Africa? Our president has seemingly struggled to hear or to get a favorable ear out of President Trump. We've seen that our own Department of International Relations, our own Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, they haven't really been able to get the resolution that South Africa would like out of this up to this point. Is South Africa right to be concerned? Are South Africans right to be worried about things like jobs and the ripple effects of tariffs? Or is there still hope for us?
So I think, you know, there's always a concern, and especially if you look at the Eastern Cape, where a lot of motor vehicle production occurs, you know, motor vehicle exports, machinery equipment, that category is our second largest export to the US. It accounts for about 20% of goods going to the US. So, of course, there's worries around that. What happens in terms of jobs, but in particular as well, you know, foreign companies which have come in to operate in South Africa, such as Daimler Chrysler, producing Mercedes-Benz, the concern there is, you know, is this going to be too much, this uncompetitive 30% tariff compared to other places? Were they not onshore into the US and perhaps rather produce the cars there or, you know, elsewhere? So all of that does create these worries around jobs. And I think it's quite right to be concerned. South Africa's economy is so weak, running at 0.5% growth last year. And, you know, the concern is that this impact from the tariffs might take between 0.1% and 0.2% of economic growth, which was expected at 0.9% for this year. All in all, you know, it is always a concern. You know, jobs and livelihoods is a worry. South Africa has a very high unemployment rate, well above 30%. South Africa needs to be creating a lot more jobs, not losing them. So these, of course, all are part and parcel of the concerns that we're seeing now. And that's why, you know, it's not being discounted. Even though the exports are such a small amount, the fact that we could lose jobs and, of course, as well, industries, you know, companies operating in industries, that's a big concern. So all of these factors, you know, really do matter. And South Africa obviously is looking to diversify. We're looking to find other markets for our goods. But, you know, the global trade markets are quite saturated, especially for very large expensive items like motor vehicles. It's easier to shift cheaper items such as fruit and vegetables. And of course, as well, you know, we need to look at where those goods go to. So particularly for us, manufactured goods often going into Europe. Are we able to get more in there? Well, of course, then you worry about CBAM. And that's obviously carbon emissions when we obviously produce, when we manufacture. Eskom is 90% fossil fuels. So there could obviously be what's almost like tariffs as well coming from that area in the in Europe, particularly against goods exported there from South Africa.
We have much to be concerned about, and hopefully we can come to a resolution that doesn't cause South Africans any more agony than we are already going through in some respects. We'll leave this conversation on that note. Annabel, thanks so much for those insights. Always lovely having you on the show. Annabel Bishop, Chief Economist at Investec, joining us to take a look at the tariff implications for South Africa and perhaps some of the other countries.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.